Second date update. This is where you've gone out on a date, maybe one date, sometimes two dates, and you feel like it's going to go somewhere, but the other person just stops returning your calls, stops answering your text messages, gets off of Tinder, and you're just confused what happened, and you really just want to kind of go back, read the notes, hear from the coaches, which would be us, as we kind of like...
I don't know. Dad coaches.
Listen.
Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking.
Listen, the big game Sunday, I was trying to go something with football. I don't know. Morning, Hillary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
Okay, cool. So you went out on a date recently.
Yes.
Okay.
So we were set up by a mutual friend, both of ours. Her name is Jenny. We work together. And she kept talking about this guy and was really pushing that I should go out with him. But she told me not to look him up on socials and do, like, the old-timey thing.
You mean like an actual, like, blind date? Like, you experience each other for the first time as you walk through the door, maybe a red rose there on the table, like that style?
Right. There weren't any roses, but yeah, like that.
I like that she called it the old-timey thing.
it's what I used to call dating.
back in your... Right. Old man Watkins says...
It wasn't that long ago. All right, so did you end up doing it, or did you stalk him?
No, I didn't. I left that alone.
Good on you.
And, so we went on a date, and it was a good date. He's a really funny guy, and I thought we connected. And at the end of the date, I didn't kiss him, and he didn't try to kiss me, but it felt like we would have another date. But he's completely blown me off.
Let me ask you this. I assume your friend probably told him also not to go on socials. I don't know a good way to... Do you think he was happy with what he saw presented when he walked through the door?
Oh, that's a delicate way of asking her if she thinks she's not attractive.
How many filters did you put on the photo?
Like that, I mean, that's, yeah.
Well, you know, to be honest, I seriously doubt that he was disappointed.
Okay, cool.
She's hot.
Yeah. All right, perfect. No, trust me, I picked that up. Yeah. All right, then why don't we'll get Dalton's number from you. We'll call him up, and we'll just see, like, what happened with the date and why he's not calling you back, okay?
Yeah. Are you up?
Mix 105.1 Morning.
We can talk.
With John, Monroe, and Jackson. Mix 105.1.
Second date update, trying to help out Hillary, who was set up by a mutual friend. We don't get a lot of these anymore on second date updates. I wonder if friends just, they don't want to set people up and then get blamed for a match going bad.
Oh, yeah, because you're usually friends with both of them, and then it gets so awkward, and then you have to worry about who you're going to invite to the party. And
you ever have a friend set you up? Monroe?
I did, yeah, several times. And it was just really awkward.
It also makes you go like, this is who you think I am? Or this is who you think like,
oh,
you ever
yeah.
been? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of those. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You think I'd be interested in this guy?
But it didn't go that way for Hillary. Hillary, you actually went on the date. Your friend set it up and you said it went well.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, and since the date, though, you're saying that Dalton has not called you back, so we were able to finally get a hold of him. We're going to pick up with him, but don't say a word for now, okay?
Okay,
cool. Hey, Dalton, good morning.
Hey there.
You are on right now, Mix 105.1, John, Monroe, and Jackson. Still cool to be on the radio?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Hey, we're doing like just a random survey about anyone who recently has been on a blind date. I mean, have you recently been on a blind date?
Ooh, yeah, I have actually.
Oh, really? And did maybe like a mutual friend hook you up for this blind date?
Yeah, kind of like a setup.
Okay.
Going on, you know.
Let me ask you this. Did you go out on a date with someone named Hillary?
Yeah. I actually did.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm asking this because we actually spoke with Hillary earlier, and she thought that you guys had a really good blind date, and, you know, you're not calling back. In fact, you, like, ghosted her, and we're just calling kind of on her behalf to be like, what up, man? Why'd you do that?
Okay, let me be clear. Yes. I did technically disappear, but no, the date did not go well.
Okay. That's different than what we heard. What kind of notes would you give to Hillary then if, let's say, she was listening or something?
I mean, this next time you're on a date and you, I don't know, feel like you want to text a friend, just be more discreet. That's what I'm saying. I mean, she sent a text in, like, I'm telling a story, and she sent a text in the middle of the story I was telling about my dog that had just died. Like, who does that?
So you were upset that she was like texting someone while you're like telling this emotional story, like you're getting into it, you're talking about your kind of like tears are welling up, and she's just looking down at her cell phone.
I'm kind of like letting my guard down. And, you know, like and then to top it all off, like she looks down and writes, "You said he was good looking, but he looks like a fat Seth Rogen."
What?
I was like, seriously, dude.
Oh. And she wasn't hiding it, so you couldn't see it.
Oh, no. So you.
I saw this whole text exchange while talking about my dog, like physically with my eyes. I saw it. And who would ever write something like that? Like,
I agree. Who would write something like that? Why don't we ask her? Because Hillary's on the line. Hey, Hillary.
Okay. No, I did not write that. That's not even what I wrote. And, like, who even reads your text while you're texting? Like, how rude is that? You're talking about me being rude, like texting while you're talking, and you're trying to read my text.
It was more that you were talking while I was talking about his dead dog. Like, that's really the problem here.
How about the fact that he was compared to a fat Seth Rogen? Let's not just leave that out of the table.
Yeah.
I mean, did you write that, Hillary?
I may have written something like that. It was not that mean.
She wrote it.
She wrote it. Yeah. Hillary, why are you calling us if you feel like Dalton, and Dalton, I don't mean to be pouring salt in the wound, but if you feel like Dalton looks like a fat Seth Rogen, why are you, like, calling us about it?
Well, it doesn't mean I don't think he's attractive. I was just trying to find a comparison, you know. Our friend, you know, Jenny, she was like, tell me what you think right away. And, you know, I was just trying to kind of come up with a comparison that she would understand. I did think that he was very funny.
Like Seth Rogen.
I mean, if it's worth anything, I think fat Seth Rogen is the better Seth Rogen. I am much more attracted to fat Seth Rogen.
She wasn't being malicious. It doesn't sound like she was being malicious.
Okay.
Let me tell you what you don't want to be called.
She was just, I think she was being funny.
You never.
But beside the point, he was talking about his dead dog.
Listen, Dalton. The whole point of the second date updates is to try to hook up for another date. Like, we pay for it this time around. What do you say? I mean, obviously, Hillary was interested enough to call the radio station. So, I mean, are you interested in something else?
Well, I mean, since I clearly like to eat, I don't want to.